Welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, today is the day we will see the January USDA numbers released later this morning. This is a big data dump that we are going to see here with the chance that many numbers will be changed in this report. The January numbers are known for their surprises. A couple things to watch out for as we see that the U.S. crop production, the 21 numbers will be out today. We'll also get South American crop production numbers updated. We'll get ending stocks numbers updated. We'll get grain stocks, winter wheat plantings, a lot of numbers to really take into account here today. Analysts are seeing the USDA maybe taking 3.8 million metric tons out of South American soybeans here this week and 2.7 million metric tons out of corn. That's something we're going to be watching very, very closely. And the trade, of course, going to be digesting the CONAB numbers that we saw yesterday as well. On the U.S. side, we're looking at the trade range for corn yield for the 21 crop, 175.5 to 179. Soybean side, 50.9 to 51.9 is the trade range. So the average for both, 177 for corn, 51.3 for soybeans. It'll be interesting to see with all of these different numbers that come out today, what would move the market one way or the other, or maybe not move it at all. There's a lot of things to really take into account at 11 a.m. this morning. I talked on Monday with John Heimberg from Total Farm Marketing during Market Talk and got his thoughts on the upcoming USDA numbers here today and what he is watching closely, and he shares some advice for producers as well.
Biggest thing for me in these reports, first off, you can't trade the reports. You just don't know. Like I said, it's a wild card. You know, you try to set yourself up one way or another, and the market just does whatever it wants to based on the numbers. Some you get those bearish numbers with bullish responses, you know, when prices are already put into play. They're just hard to read. So as a producer, make sure you're looking at what do we need to go, where do we need to go, where is our risk? You may use short-term options like February puts or February calls just to keep you covered through the report, just willing to sacrifice those funds. You know, if the market takes off in the other direction, at least you got yourself managed through these numbers. So those are a big tool I'm using right now is a lot of the February options. Biggest things I'm going to be looking at, obviously, you know, we expect production to stay fairly consistent, probably go a little bit higher, maybe on corn and beans. Then it's going to all come down to the demand. Does the USDA start making some moves on the export front in beans if we're going to be behind or not? Or are they going to anticipate and be a little slower move based on the South American weather that that demand target can still get reached? Same thing on corn. Do we see some adjustments on the ethanol side and add a little more demand in there? You know, right now, you know, corn still looks very friendly to me, and barring a major surprise in the numbers, this market's still going to reflect an overall tighter supply picture, you know, very comparable to where we were last year and with issues going on in South America. I mean, the South American weather is doing one thing. It's really putting the pressure on the U.S. producer to make sure we raise a crop again next summer.
And again, that's comments with John Heimberg from Total Farm Marketing. Again, the USDA will release all these numbers coming up here today, the January reports, at 11 a.m. Central Time. Last week, during the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in Atlanta, Georgia, American Farm Bureau announced Grain Weevil Corporation as the 2022 winner of the Ag Innovation Challenge during its 103rd convention. Grain Weevil is a grain bin management robot that improves quality and eliminates the need for farmers to enter grain bins. CEO Chad Johnson from Nebraska says the contest was a great learning experience.
It's a really good chance for us to tell our story, but learn about how to tell your story and about how to ask questions and about how to communicate with experts that are here at the Farm Bureau Convention. Is they know way more about what we're doing than we do. So it's really about how we can share our message and learn from that process.
Grain Weevil Corporation received $50,000 in prize money to help grow the business.
The most important part of all of this is the connections that we're making, people that see the mission that we're on and willing to help us. We earmarked that prize money for our intrinsically safe certification process. We have to make sure that robot can operate in a dust environment, so we're excited to use that to make sure our robot is safe.
Johnson thanked Farm Bureau and its sponsors Farm Credit, Bayer Crop Science, John Deere, Farm Bureau Bank, and Microsoft for hosting the contest. Bird's Eye Robotics was named runner-up in the contest and received $20,000. Caravan Tech LLC, a top 10 semifinalist, won the People's Choice Award, which is decided by public vote, and received $5,000 in additional prize money. You can learn more at fb.org. The United Soybean Board reports soybean farmers in the United States exported a record quantity of soybeans during the 2020-21 marketing year. U.S. soy shipped 74.76 million metric tons of product, valued at more than $34 billion. Monty Peterson is chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, a soybean checkoff partner. Also a North Dakota soybean and corn farmer, Peterson explains what led to the record export year.
If you think back a few years ago, we were dealing with African swine fever. We've certainly all been dealing with the pandemic, but we've had some pent-up demand because of those things. And I think probably what's even more exciting, at least to me, is that our number one customer, the soy that China imports from us, that wasn't their largest import from the U.S. this last year. The reason for these exports is a host of other countries that have decided to come to the U.S. to buy U.S. soy.
A large part of this success is due to research and education programs funded by the Soy Checkoff to help improve nutrition and food security, environmental sustainability, and livelihoods around the world.
We've got growing populations, growing economies, an appetite for a better diet, a diet that's based on protein. And of course, soy is really the driver in increasing protein in human diets. And we're seeing the fruition of that. While China was down in importing during the trade war, it probably provided some opportunity for other countries to come and explore U.S. soy for a first time.
And work to build markets by the U.S. Soybean Export Council, along with the United Soybean Board, U.S. Meat Export Federation, USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, and others, is all part of that larger success for U.S. agriculture. But Peterson reiterates, for building U.S. soy demand on behalf of the Soy Checkoff, partners are critical when it comes to expanding exports.
USEC works at differentiating and creating a preference for U.S. soy, along with ensuring market access to those markets.
Find out more about key investments made on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers at unitedsoybean.org/newsletter, and learn more from the U.S. Soybean Export Council at ussec.org. You can also stay up to date with the Checkoff on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. And lastly, on American Ag Today, the USDA's Risk Management Agency has set the sorghum crop insurance price election for reinsurance year 2022 at 99.6% of the price of corn, compared to 96% for 2021. The price election means that farmers can insure grain sorghum at a price almost identical to that of corn. The sorghum crop insurance price election formula is based on a 10-year rolling average of actual sorghum bids at elevators across the U.S. A change to the formula in the early 2000s added $98 million in value to U.S. sorghum producers through increased crop insurance coverage. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.